880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, South Florida, welcome to another edition of Freed on Business. This is show number 175. I've been on 175 different shows, Larry. That's awesome. This week, we're going to have a business update. We're going to talk about the exit of Equity Residential, a large multifamily publicly held company is retooling itself. They were setting the high watermark on pricing for residential land in town. They're exiting the market. They've walked away from a couple of different transactions here in the market. We'll talk about what that means to people that own land in South Florida. Then at 5:15, we're going to have Rob Denton on. Rob's fighting a cold. He gutted it out to come on in and talk to us today because he's sick and he knows that there's a lot of people out there that have sick financial statements, and he wants to help them get it together. And in honor of him being sick, we're going to talk about how he can help people in the medical profession. Then at 5:30, we're going to have Dr. Victor Franks. This week, we're going to talk about the exercises that he's taught me on the stability ball that helped me stay flexible and in good shape. Then at 5:40, we're going to have, and this is going to be good, you're going to want to be here for this, Dr. Tracy Miller. She's a professor of pediatrics at UHealth. She's the associate chair of pediatrics for clinical research and is the director of a program called Crunch Time. It's a program for children with weight issues. That's right. Even children need to be fit. We're going to discuss the importance of wellness for your children. And then at 5:50, I'm going to discuss what my memories are, my top actually 13 memories of the Miami Dolphins as we welcome the Miami Dolphins as sponsors to the show. Miami. Welcome, Miami Dolphins. Thank you for coming to the show, and Miami Dolphins' participation in our show shows not only how our show is growing in its market reach, but how it's recognized by many of the local institutions here in town. I want to welcome the Dolphins, and the Dolphins have been very good to us. We're going to be having ticket giveaways every week, so you're going to want to make sure to stay tuned, watch Freed on Business, or at Jim Freed. Both of our Twitter accounts will be tweeting about the Dolphins. We'll be having giveaways there. Watch for our giveaways on our Facebook page. Watch the website. You don't know where you'll find out about the giveaways, but they're coming. The Dolphins have been good to us, and we're going to be good to you. So we'll also be trying to have guests on the show from the business side of the Dolphins. Once the season kicks off, the Dolphins have talked to us about bringing in business executives, not necessarily to talk about passes and blocking and running and tackling, but more about the business side of the things that the Dolphins are trying to accomplish. Now, at the end of the show, I want to make sure you stay tuned because I'm going to give my top 13, that's an homage to Dan Marino, moments at the end of the show. And remember, this is show 175. I can't believe that I've been on this long. It's absolutely great. I love it. I love my fans. I love the listeners. It's great. We're getting great traction in the community. We have the Dolphins on. Of course, we have Rob from True North Financial on. We've got a couple of law firms that are going to be on soon, a couple of major real estate developers that are going to come on. And we've, of course, got our favorites at Warren Henry Automotive, the home of the Warren Henry Advantage. A little bit of the news today. The stock market bumped up a little bit because building permits are at a four-year high, and that helped the S&P and the Dow finish up today. It's a very interesting trend. Building permits are up, but they're still well below historically high levels. The economy's getting a little better in spots in certain areas. It is getting better. State of Florida is a great example. Miami's doing a little better, but some of the other towns in the central and western part of the state and up north are still having problems. There's a great article in today's Wall Street Journal that talks about the issues in California. They go so far as to say you can be in the same town, in the same industry, but different parts of that industry, and not be getting the traction that somebody just like you is getting. For instance, they talk about middle-aged tech executives are having a problem getting jobs, but young software code writers are doing just fine. fine. And they profile specifically a young man that makes apps who's 27 versus a tech salesman who's 50. The tech salesman has been out of a job for a significant period of time. The apps guy can't figure out which house to buy. So that's pretty interesting. And then another interesting thing in the market today is how Facebook's value dropped 6.6% as they started to release shares into the market. I think that somebody missed the valuation on the Facebook shares. It's unfortunate to them, but it's just unfortunate for them. Now, let's talk a little bit about the exit of EQR, that's Equity Residential, from the new business market. They're still going to have lots of properties here in South Florida and across the state because it's going to take time for them to eliminate their position as they retrench. The word on the street is that they're going to retrench to core stable markets. Now, that's a big switch. It used to be that they would be calling Miami a core market and the word stable wouldn't come into the equation. But now it is. And what's going on is that the large institutions are starting to realize the cyclical nature of the markets in places like Miami, Atlanta, and Phoenix. And that's not the cyclical function is not something that appeals to them. They like steady and predictable. So the large institutional firms are beginning to retrench. Now, what does that mean for South Florida? Well, it's an indication that the institutions are shying away from risk. Now, everybody's been deleveraging and walking away from risk for a quite significant time here in this market cycle. But a place that they were willing to accept risk was in the multifamily areas, the multifamily project markets of South Florida, specifically Brickell, Midtown, Design District, the Arts Center area. All of the high barriers to entry locations. What they're finding is that the barriers to entry aren't so high. And that's giving them pause. Because I can tell you right now is that I can identify 15 sites in the Midtown area that would work for some form of multifamily. Now, the only thing holding it back is, well, there's a couple things holding it back. First is the site size, and the second thing is the fact that the landowners still haven't come to grips with people that are paying apartment prices for land and not condo prices. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, EQR was setting the high water mark for per unit pricing of land for apartments. They were getting about $40,000 to $45,000 per unit for land. Well, now without them there, the price may drop to $30,000 a door. I'm not sure because it'll be where it ends up competitively, but with the institutions backing away from the market as indicated by what's happening with EQR, it'll be tougher for the developers to raise institutional capital. Therefore, they're going to have to pay less for land, and that means that the landowners are going to have to get used to taking lower prices. They already have been shocked from the condo run-up and then the fall-off. They thought that people were back, but they're really not. Give you a great example. I've got my eye on a beautiful piece of property in Miami. I would say it's a fabulous, perfectly configured location for multifamily. The price is right. It's in the $30,000 to $35,000 a door. The size is right. You can probably do 215 to 220 units. It's on a great road. It's at a signalized intersection. It's at a place where rents are rising and there's a demand. And since December, there have only been three offers presented on that property. Back in the heyday, that property probably would have had 20 offers and the people would have been competing as far as their due diligence time frame and deposit money. Now they're just competing on price. And I've got to tell you, if you're the fourth guy with an offer on that site, you may be the winner. So it'll be very interesting to see what happens there as prices continue to slide a little bit. Now, this is after the Genting run-up that occurred in downtown, the Arts District, and a little bit north into somewhat into Midtown. Genting pulled back. They had their eye on a bunch of pieces. A lot of property was put on the market speculating that it would be able to be bid up because of the Genting pricing. But now that Genting is still a little bit questionable, at least in the public eye, about what they're going to be able to do, there's a hold on what's going on. In fact, when I meet with some of the landowners and some of my developers, they go, well, Genting is going to do this and Genting is going to do that. The reality is, even if they do all those things, it won't really make a push for new rental housing in that market or new condominiums in that market for a substantial period of time. Could be 3, 4, 5 years. Depends on how massive their plans are, how long it takes for them to get going. Remember, when they bought the land, they thought they'd be going by now. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with Genting. I'm seeing that there are a lot of lookers out there, a lot of people who say they want to get involved, but when you bring them something that makes sense, they're really not interested. They're interested in learning. Great example of this is one of the out-of-town pension funds called me the other day. They called on a sign that I have on a piece of property that I have listed for sale over by the Miami Marlins Stadium. This was a great high-rise condominium site in the last cycle. It was completely sold out. In this cycle, we're still looking for the correct user. However, this out-of-town pension fund called me, and I was flabbergasted. I said, why are you calling me on that site? They said, well, I said, you're not developers. They said, well, we're looking to find developers, but first we need to learn the market. I said, let me teach you something about the market. This is a great location, but it is not something that is very hot right now for anything other than workforce housing. Workforce housing can't pay more than $15,000 a door. So that project is certainly nowhere near the pricing that the owners expected because they're still fixated on the fact that it's a condo site. So we are in process of negotiating some interesting joint venture or partnership structures on that deal. We are talking to a wide variety of different groups, and we hopefully will get that property moved and marketed in the next couple of months. But if not, my client is ready to wait for the market to turn. He's patient. He's got long-term patient money from overseas. And that describes a portion of the owners out there. The other owners are assembling properties, scrambling, trying to get to be the pretty girl or the pretty property on this market cycle. And they're having issues too. So if you can find a clean, ready-to-go site with a seller who knows that the market is X, you can get a deal done today in the multifamily sector. But thanks to EQR's exiting the market, you'll find that the property values are going down just a bit as risk is at least injected into the market from a perceived basis. We'll be right back after this short break with my good friend Rob Denton. He's the president and founder of True North Financial. Back after this. Jim Freed, I'm looking for a few good partners. I invest equity with operating partners. If you have real estate transactions and need debt or equity, give me a call at 305-854-5000, extension 222, retail, apartments, land, office, hotel, and healthcare. We are seeking operating partners in all product sectors and in locations throughout the southeastern United States. Again, call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
Hey, everybody, this is Jim Freed, lifetime Dolphin fan. Get to Sun Life Stadium September 16th when the Dolphins play the Raiders and get a free limited edition 1972 perfect season throwback hat. I can't wait to get mine. Hopefully, they'll give me two. Only at Sun Life Stadium can you throw on your free hat and show the Raiders what home field advantage in Miami looks like. For a free hat, get tickets to the opener at MiamiDolphins.com or call 1-888-FINS-TICKS.
This is Rob Denton, President and CEO of True North Financial. America is stuck in a once-in-a-lifetime recession. It's affected all of us. For many small businesses, the reminder is constant phone calls from creditors and collection agencies. I talk to business owners all the time that are good people that just need a reset of their credit situation. Vendors, banks, leasing companies all want to get paid. True North Financial will help you reorganize your debt picture so you can get back to the business of doing business. We're fact-based and proactive. You deserve a professional who knows how to help you navigate these trying times. For more information, call me at 954-379-4738 or go to our website at www.truenorthfinancial.net. Let True North Financial start helping you today.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Hey, everybody in South Florida. We are back with more Freed on Business, and we've got Rob Denton with us. Rob's the president and founder of True North Financial. He's the guiding force behind the day-to-day operations of True North. He's an industry veteran with a diverse background and deep knowledge of credit and collection policies. He has over 25 years of experience in lending, credit risk management, and collections. His background also includes executive-level positions at both public and private companies specializing in collections, accounts receivable, financing, equipment leasing, as well as unsecured lending. Today, we're going to be discussing what he can do for folks in the healthcare industry. Rob, welcome to the show, and thanks for playing Hurt today.
Thanks a lot, Jim. I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
Okay, it's the red button. If you got a cough, just push it, and we'll be all right there. Now, Rob, one of the things that I've gotten to learn from my interactions with all of the doctors and healthcare professionals that we've had here on the show is that the healthcare world is changing. A lot of the doctors would see people and get paid right away in cash. Now they're getting paid by the government. They're getting paid by third-party providers. Maybe they're providing a little financing to some of their patients. And this is probably causing them a little bit of a cash flow crunch. Can you help people like this?
Absolutely. As you know, our core function is reducing vendor debt and restructuring corporate expenditures. But the medical practice, the medical profession, has been really hard hit. I was at a doctor today, and I was telling him what I do for a living, and he was like, oh, my God, I got to talk to you about some things.
Oh, my primary care physician is a lovely guy, but I see it on his face every time I go in there. It's 5 minutes a person, or the guy can't make a living.
It's unbelievable. The clinics, and we're not just talking about doctors, clinics, home health care companies, pharmacies, dentists, surgeons. Across the board, everyone's feeling the pinch right now.
Yeah, dentists. I know a lot of dentists give payment plans and stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So that's what we're talking about here, is going and reaching out to people that are slow pays, to the doctors, dentists, home health care organizations. Maybe they have a slow pay at the government. Maybe they have a slow pay at the insurance. Maybe they have a slow pay from some of their clients. Now, Rob, have you helped a medical practitioner out that's got this kind of problem?
Well, we have, but let's face facts. Even if you're the most successful healthcare practitioner, I mean, we've all been to the doctor. They have a beautiful office. Even if you're the most successful one, what happens is the bureaucratic reimbursement structure of the insurance industry, pretty much it could wreak havoc on a doctor's practice. It looks great on the outside, but I'm telling you, some of the doctors that I know, they're feeling it. They used to get calls from stockbrokers, let's make some investments. Now a lot of them are getting these calls from these third-party collectors. Everybody's feeling it across the board.
Well, Rob, let's say that there's a doctor out there, a healthcare provider, healthcare professional. They're getting phone calls. They're getting letters. They're getting uncomfortable. Their staff is spending more time fending off creditor calls than they are writing reimbursement forms to get paid. What can you do for somebody like that?
Well, oftentimes it's probably a cash flow issue. They're getting paid slow from the government. They're getting paid slow from the third-party providers, and they need relief. And we have certain programs that are available that can help them get funding. So for the most part, a doctor's group, or if they're getting, like I said, paid from the insurance carriers, Medicaid, Medicare, they could be waiting up to 6, 8, 10, 12 weeks, sometimes longer. And we have programs right now that are available where we can get them funded on those receivables inside of 48 hours.
Oh, my God. Now, wait a minute. Now, so the doctor goes, he buys all the supplies, he has to pay salaries, he has to pay blah, 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 this, that, the other, you know, insurance for his people that work for him, God willing. And then he has to wait for 3 months, 4 months for Uncle Sam to pay him?
Well, it could be Uncle Sam. It could be one of the major insurance carriers. You can name every one of them. They don't always pay very quickly. But we've actually seen these issues literally bring some of these medical groups to their knees. I've had doctors who have had to dip into their 401k plans just to make payroll.
Wait a minute now. Doctors, doctors are reaching into their 401ks to make payroll. You're kidding.
I'm not. This economy has hit everybody. A lot of these doctors that we deal with, elective surgery, for instance, laser surgery, eye surgery, LASIK.
Sure, sure.
People don't have the money to get that surgery anymore, and the lenders who used to lend for those surgeries aren't lending either. So what does the doctor do? I mean, a lot of them are spending more money marketing. They never went to school for business. They don't understand the practice. And, no offense to the doctor.
No, they're very bright guys. Absolutely. In a very focused area.
Right. But
and ladies.
Absolutely. But nobody ever explained to them how to handle a down market. They are experts at what they do.
All I could tell you is that when I was in the MBA program at UF, we had a master's in business administration with a healthcare concentration. So I know that there are people out there to run these big managed care organizations. But I got to believe that most of the people that are smaller doctors, sole practitioners, psychotherapists, those kind of people, they need help.
Absolutely. And listen, the banks aren't lending like they used to. They're very selective. And you really have to get an understanding of where you could find capital. And True North Financial, you know, we've been working with a lot of the lenders who have who specialize in this area. And we've pretty much vetted out who we believe. So if you really want to, you know, find out how to get some working capital, give us a call at 877-846-0667. Again, you know, we're not just a restructuring company. We help companies stay in business, and some of the help comes in the form of working capital.
Now, Rob, what does it cost for somebody to get you to come in, look under the hood, analyze their credit situation, analyze their cash flow situation? What does it cost for you to come in and help somebody that's been dipping into their 401k to pay payroll?
Well, the whole idea here is not to take advantage of people. We don't charge an upfront fee at all, ever.
Wait. You don't charge an upfront fee? Because I know a lot of firms out there do.
And those are the ones that you have to watch out for. We'll do a complete analysis of your company, your history, take a look at where you've been, what your accomplishments are, what you're looking to do going forward. Are you looking to build a new waiting room? Are you looking to buy equipment? Are you looking to take advantage of purchasing power, of bulk purchases? Depending on what your situation is, there are various different funding solutions that are out there right now.
Now, we've been talking a lot about doctors. And can you give your number again? Because I got to figure somebody wants it but hasn't written it down yet. What's that number again?
Absolutely. It's 877-846-0667. And you can check us out on the web as well at truenorthfinancial.net.
Yeah,
That's truenorthfinancial.net. And it's a .net.
Okay, .net. Okay, now, you know, it's easy to be confused by the enormous amount of small business loan options that are out there. We know that the small business loan providers are legit, but some aren't. Now, how do you tell which one can help somebody and which one can't?
Well, that's a great question, and it really boils down to the need. What's the need that the medical practice or business actually is looking for, and what assets do they have? Do they have receivables? Do they have equipment? Do they have a building? Does the medical practitioner or business owner have good credit, bad credit? So there's various different lenders, and we're able to help decipher and give a true, honest opinion based on the total picture. And this is important because a lot of people don't always tell the lender or the investors or the money guys exactly what's going on. And we cut through all the, you know, all the difficult paperwork by getting that done immediately at the early stages.
Now, let's say that somebody calls you, they're interested, they've got some assets that do have some excess value. You go in there, you help them out, and suddenly you run into something that's legal oriented. Now, you're not a law firm at True North, but you have a relationship with one, right?
Absolutely. We do have a relationship, and that's with the Oliver Law Group. And anytime it becomes a legal issue or we believe it centers around anything legal, you're more than welcome to use your own counsel. Or if you'd like to reach out to our counsel that we believe specializes in this area, we're more than happy to refer you over to them.
Now, for just 30 seconds, I just want to go into the fact that you can do this in a bunch of states, not just Florida, right?
We are nationwide.
Okay. I don't want to go into that too heavy, but you do have the ability to go nationwide. And the law firm can do that too?
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, tell me, I tried to solicit it before in the segment. I'm going to try again. Have you been successful at doing this with a healthcare professional yet?
Absolutely. Not just a healthcare professional, but many
professionals. Oh, okay. Okay.
Absolutely. We've had various clinics, national clinics. We've also helped several LASIK surgery practitioners.
Oh, I see.
I recently had one up in the Broward area that was doing very, very well. Matter of fact, it was a 15-year practice. And for one reason or another, the partners broke up. And our client, about 6 months ago, contacted us. And he indicated that, look, you know, I don't know what to do. I'm on these leases. We don't even use that equipment anymore. And we're getting all these phone calls on collection issues. How can you help me out?
Yeah, and all he wants to do is collagen or whatever. Yeah. You know, so I mean, I'm guessing. I don't know. I'm just making that up. But I got to figure that a lot of the plastic surgeon guys are having issues. I've seen their ads and they're cutting prices. And I've seen, you know, newspaper articles about it. And, you know, if somebody's there and their office staff is there, does the office staff know how to defend themselves against the phone calls? I mean, they don't know what phone to not pick up. They got to pick up the phone.
Well, typically they're just saying the doctor's not available. And the worst thing to do is to avoid the collection calls. But when you're a doctor's practice or a medical practice and you have patients there, the embarrassment or the harassment that happens, it becomes a difficult situation. So if you're a medical practice in the area or you're an office manager at a medical practice and you're getting these calls, reach out to us. We'll be more than happy to field those calls for you, make sure that we can help take care of those issues and you know, get you out of harm's way. The best number to reach us at is 877-846-0667.
So these people are basically having to reinvent themselves, and in order to do that, they need the economic reset, and in order to get that, they need somebody, they need a seat at the table.
Listen, the economy took no prisoners. You know, a lot of people are feeling the same issues that you know, middle America is feeling as well.
Well, I just got to tell you, Rob, I want to get your website and your phone number one more time before we have to go to break.
Okay, that's truenorthfinancial.net, and you can reach us at 877-846-0667.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I want to apologize to you, Rob. That was me with the phone on. I'm a bad boy. Mm-hmm. Rob, one more time, if you can give us the phone number.
877-846-0667.
All right, Rob. You, I'll see you at the Dolphin game. We'll be right back after this short break with our next segment. We're going to have Dr. Victor Franks coming at you right after traffic. Hi, this is Jim Fried. You know it's good business to give your customers what they want. The Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they know this, and that's why they always give their customer more. When I leased my Infinitis from them, I knew I was getting the best price because they guaranteed it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, complimentary key replacement, complimentary first service, and even a complimentary personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for an entire year. So if you buy or lease a new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll always get the Warren Henry Advantage. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 3.5 decades. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Ask Dr. Franks about his executive reboot camp. Ask Dr. Franks how to lose weight and stay healthy without working out. Ask Dr. Franks how to keep your energy up while you increase your workload or your workout load. Ask Dr. Franks by calling 305-975-8748 or go to his website, www.askdrfranks.com. You'll be glad you did. Hi, this is Jim Fried. Remember, get to Sun Life Stadium September 16th when the Miami Dolphins play the Raiders and get a free limited edition 1972 perfect season throwback hat. I'm going to get mine. Maybe I'll be able to get more than one. You can get them only at Sun Life Stadium, where you can throw on your free hat and show the Raiders what home field advantage in Miami looks like. For a great free hat, get tickets to the opener at Dolphins.com or call 1-888-FINS-TIX.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz.
And now, WZAB traffic.
This traffic update is brought to you by Garmin on the Airport Expressway in your westbound direction just before you hit Lejeune Road. We're dealing with an accident blocking the right lane. You can expect that stop-and-go traffic from 22nd Avenue. Also dealing with some traffic lights not working on Bird Road and 97th Avenue. Make sure to treat that intersection as a four-way stop sign. A Garmin newbie can show you the lane you need to be in. It makes every drive easier. Drive easy with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS navigation. That's your South Florida traffic.
You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
Hey, this is Jim Fried, and we are back. We're waiting for Dr. Vic DeFranks to climb off the mountaintop and come in and call in. So until he calls in, I'm going to start by giving a little bit of an indication of what I'm going to talk about a little bit later on. We're going to talk about the top 13 moments that I've had in Dolphin history. It's absolutely awesome. I'm not going to go in any particular order because they're all very special to me. Of course, the first one is my first football game that I went to at the old Orange Bowl. I went there with my dad, who's no longer with us, God rest his soul, and we got to see Joe Willie Namath. It was something I'll never forget. It was a sunny, big, beautiful day, and I just had the time of my life with my dad. It's something I'll never forget. And the Dolphins, that's what they're all about. They're all about making memories for you. Now, the next item on my list is the last playoff game at the Orange Bowl. Unfortunately, it was a playoff loss to the Patriots. I went with my best friend in the whole wide world, and we went and sat. We bought nosebleed seats. We went up and sat all the way in the corner just to be there for that fateful night. And then what happens is the Dolphins lose, and they had to be playing the New England Patriots, who absolutely had the rudest fans on the face of the earth. I had many, many memories of my nights and days at the Orange Bowl, especially during the perfect season. I sold newspapers on a paper route just in order to pay for my Dolphin tickets that season. And I must tell you is that some of the things that I remember from that season are awesome. One of my favorites was the Monday night football game where Dick Anderson had all those interceptions. I was sitting right underneath the press box, right behind somebody you may know, Jack Nicholas. He had the season tickets in front of us, and he sat there once in a while, but mostly it was Jackie and his wife, and they were terrific. It was the first time I ever saw a Sony Walkman, the little small mini TVs. And at that game, it was also real interesting because you could hear Howard Cosell, drunk as a skunk, screaming out on the walkway right behind us. Another interesting game, and this ties in with our promotion that we have for the first Dolphin game, where if you go to the Dolphin game, you'll get a perfect season hat from the 72 Dolphins, a gorgeous hat. I can't wait to get mine. Dad and I, we went to the Raiders game, and that was the last game that he was able to attend because he was starting to get sick. And at the game, it was a little hot, and Dad had to go down under the stands, and thank goodness the paramedics were able to help him out. But I'll never forget that day and how much that time at the Dolphins game really meant to me. Another really important moment for me with the Dolphins, when I was sitting on my couch in Gainesville and I jumped up and hit my head on the ceiling because somehow they drafted Dan Marino. I couldn't believe it. Thank God for that mistake that every other team made. And thank you, Dan Marino, for all the wonderful times I had with you in that stadium. Not the least of which is the next item on my list. It was the night honoring Dan Marino and all his accomplishments, and it was raining that night, and I took my mom. What a trooper. She sat through the rain, through the honoring Dan Marino at halftime, and then I did take her home, but that was just an amazing, amazing event. Another item on the list, Dan Marino setting all of his records. I just absolutely can't forget the times that I was there standing and cheering for Dan Marino, setting the completion records, the touchdown records, the yardage records, the great player for the Dolphin records. It was just absolutely amazing. Now, going back to my days at the old Orange Bowl, I remember freezing Pepsis in order to go to the game. I couldn't afford the Zum Zum sodas. And remember, I had had a paper route to pay for the games, and we were going with our friends, so we got to go to some of these terrific games during the perfect season. It was absolutely awesome. Then we had another memory that I must admit, it's painful to admit, is almost 40 years old at this point, which was sitting there tearing up the Miami Herald as the clock was running down in the two Super Bowl victories. Each time I would take and run out onto the lawn and throw the newspaper clippings everywhere in sight. It was absolutely awesome. And I thought as an 11 and 12 year old that I'd be doing that for the rest of my life. Is that Victor Frank's sound from the mountaintop? Well, if you want to hear the other stuff on my Miami Dolphins, top 13 in honor of Dan Marino, stick around to the end of the show. Victor, you crazy man, did you slip on your way to the telephone?
No, I was actually giving a Tibetan sound healing to one of my clients, and I had to run to the phone right after I got done.
Well, I must admit that the Tibetan sound healing is my favorite, so I'll give you a free pass.
Okay, good.
Now, we were going to talk this week about the stability ball, staying flexible, staying young by staying flexible, easing your back pain. You know, I use the stability ball to help me with my plantar fasciitis. It can do so many different things. What's your favorite stuff, Dr. Victor Franks?
It's hard to say whether I like it better for stretching or better for strengthening your body, especially your core, because it works so well for both. And it's really having your own home gym. You really don't need anything else if you want to go bare bones. You don't need your whole universal gym setup. All you need is a stability ball and maybe some light hand weights. And really, it's all you really require to completely tone your body and to keep it flexible and supple. It's all you need.
Now, I know Johnny, my favorite man, Johnny Social Media 305, John Mahoney, the guy that makes us run and gun on Twitter. He's a real proponent of yoga. And when I bought my second stability ball, I noticed that it was really called on the thing a yoga ball. And so Johnny was telling me I have to go to yoga to calm down. We all know I need to calm down. It ain't going to be just yoga that calms me down. But I was showing him some of the moves that you showed me on the stability ball, and he was amazed. The stuff where you help me go with my arm and stretch my arm the different ways, you know, where it has for shoulder pain and back pain. What are some of the things that people can relieve pain on by doing the stability ball exercises, Victor?
Well, one of my favorites is, and this was years ago, a high-power attorney client of mine, he thought he had a brain tumor or something because he had all this numbness down his arms and his hand couldn't even feel his fingers. And I checked him out. I said, you know, it's the pec minors, your upper chest muscles, from doing what everybody does in business, which is on the phone, on the computer, reading, cell phones, everything you do, your hands are in front of you. So the upper part of your chest is in this compressed position most of your waking hours, and if you sleep on your side, even then. And so consequently, those muscles get so tight, and they press up against this nerve plexus under your collarbone. Next thing you know, you think you got some horrible neurological problem, and all it is tight muscles. So if you get on a ball, and what I recommend at first is to keep your feet spread pretty wide because the ball, you know, obviously is round, so it's very squirrely, and what it wants to do is roll out from under you. And so you keep your feet pretty wide and stay stable, and then just kind of sit on the ball and then let it roll out underneath you, and then you lay back on the ball, and then you put your arms back at a 45-degree angle. And just lay there and relax and breathe into it, and you'll feel your upper chest open up. And the beauty of it, and, you know, funny you should mention yoga, as good as yoga is, you think about any of your yoga stretches, the other half of your body that's not stretching is in air. It's not really supported per se. Well, you do the same yoga stretch on a ball, the ball, it molds to your body, whether it's your back or the front of your body, so it's supporting the other half of your body that's not stretching. And so in my mind, it's much safer.
You know, Victor, one of the things that I've always found is, you know, I've had some back problems over the years, and whenever I get tight in my back, I go to the stability ball and merely hang over it the way you taught me and let my head wrap around it and then fall to the ground. So, I guess I must have gone a level there because I was actually doing the exercise. Sorry, Larry. Larry's going crazy back there because my level dropped. So I do the stability, and what it does is it's like traction. So people that go to, like, the chiropractor, they can do that at home now.
Oh, it's amazing. You can do almost anything your body needs by just experimenting with a ball, and that movement you reference where you drape yourself front ways over the ball, a nice adjunct to that is if you hold the ball and squeeze the ball like it's your best friend and then breathe, not in your diaphragm, but breathe into your lungs, what it does, it expands your rib cage, and you're already squeezing your ribs in front, squeezing the ball against it, so actually you stretch out a lot of the intercostals in between your ribs, and it will actually expand your ribs and help with your breathing. And the next thing you know, your breathing is much easier. So there's all manner of things you can do with it.
Well, I could tell you this, is that my personal secret is that I don't even get out of bed, take two steps, and I'm on top of that ball stretching. I go, and first I stretch my... Oh, I started doing the level thing again. I started doing the exercises, Victor. But first I stretch my legs. Then I do the part where you told me about the core stuff where I shake the ball. And, you know, right. that's my favorite one, because with the bad back, I got to have the steady core, right?
Right. And really, Jim, no matter what you're doing on the ball, whether you're stretching, whether you're lifting hand weights, whatever you're doing, the whole time, the ball, you know, sit-ups, anything, the ball is round, so it's trying to, you know, roll out from under you, and it's, you know, like I said, it's very squirrely. So what happens is your core, your body's core muscles, have to engage to maintain your balance. And so no matter what you do, you are developing core strength when you're using the ball.
Well, Victor, you were a little late, so I'm going to have to throw you in the penalty box. We've got the doctor from U Health holding on the other line. We're going to have to roll out from under you. I really do apologize, but you were the bad boy that was late.
What can I tell you? Well, I'll tell my last clients who just, you know, they had such good results, I couldn't leave. What can I tell you?
What you're doing is just demonstrating that the person that comes first in your life is the customer you're helping relax. That's what you're
exactly
doing, Victor. Victor, if people want to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
www.askdrfranks.com.
All right, Victor. I'll be glad that I called that number. You take care. We'll talk to you the next week or two. Thank you so much. Let's talk off the air. Give me a call later on tonight, bud.
Okay.
You're the best, Victor. Thanks again, Victor Franks, the man. We'll be right back after this short break with Dr. Tracy Miller, professor of pediatrics at U Health. We're going to talk about keeping your child fit. It's important.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
Hey, everybody. This is John Mahoney with SocialMedia305.com. Many of you might know us as the online voice for the Freedom Business Radio Show. And what we do, we provide you access to your community using social media platforms. Now, we know most businesses are looking to take advantage of this and stay in touch with their community and their customers, but they're not quite sure what platforms to use or even when to use them. We can help you overcome this hurdle. We know where the market is, how to find them, how to track the conversations, and most importantly, how to engage your brand. You can reach us at any time at 305-710-2273. Again, call us at 305-710-2273 or feel free to drop us an email at contact@socialmedia305.com. Again, that's contact@socialmedia305.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Jim Fried. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. Exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, complimentary key replacement, complimentary first service, and always a complimentary personal assistant that you can count on for anything, anytime, for an entire year after your purchase. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM. The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, South Florida, I hope you've been sticking with us because we've got a very important topic that is very right down the middle of the fairway. We've got Dr. Tracy Miller, MD. She's a professor of pediatrics at the University of Miami Health System. We call them U Health on our show. She's an associate professor of pediatrics for clinical research and a director of the Crunch Time program at U Health. That's a program for children with weight issues. That's right, even children need to be fit. We're going to discuss the importance of keeping your children fit, and that's important for us because that's our future. Dr. Miller, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Now, Dr. Miller, tell us a little bit about Crunch Time. What's that all about?
All right. It's a fairly intensive program. We have kids who sometimes they're overweight, sometimes they have chronic illness and have early fatigue and they're not in shape. Other kids who just want to, get more athletic and have more tolerance to exercise. We have them come in and do a comprehensive evaluation with a dietitian, with an exercise physiologist, our physical therapist. We look at their diet. We look at their body composition, looking at how much fat they have on their body, how much muscle mass they have. And then after we do our initial assessment, we have them come in twice a week, three times a week for about an hour and work out with our trainer on an individual basis on a combination of resistance, like lifting weights as well as aerobic. So we do, the treadmill, Dance Dance Revolution, the game bikes. And then at the end, after about 3 months, we reevaluate them and see how much they've progressed. And we've had a terrific response.
Now that sounds absolutely awesome, Dr. Miller, but there's a question that I have for you. How do you differentiate between the child that's heading towards obesity and perhaps later on diabetes versus me, who was just a kid who was a little husky with some baby fat, who now is a thin, person? How do you differentiate between that type of situation, or does it matter?
Right. I mean, I think you brought up a great question. I mean, I think at this point, I wish we were that smart to be able to figure that out, but in the field of medicine and other fields, we really can't figure that out. So I think the message is you need to treat everybody, because we do know about 40% of our population is obese as adults, and about 30 to 35 to 40, and sometimes even people quote up to 50 to 60% of the adult population is overweight. So I think really you have to treat everybody at risk and start very, very young, and even before they're born, with good mother maternal nutrition in pregnancy, because we've been finding out that even nutrition before the child is born can launch them on a trajectory, good or bad, for the future. So,
well, sure, that makes sense, because we all know about what happens when the mother ingests poisons. So it has to be a similar thing if the mother is ingesting the wrong types of food in the prenatal period.
Right. It makes a lot of sense, but I think it's taken a lot of hard science to really, determine that. But it definitely makes sense.
Now, what are some of the things that you're finding that we can do in our society to help our children stay fit? And I don't think that the answer is Michael Bloomberg's 16-ounce limit on Coca-Colas.
No, I mean, so to stay fit, I think encouraging, physical activity. Kids, I mean, our program is fairly structured, but most of the time it is for children with, pretty advanced obesity.
Right.
But not always. I think keeping the kids, out of the house as much as possible, active, engaged, is very important. Kids don't like to do things that aren't fun, so it's very, so that things have to be fun, and they also don't like to do things by themselves.
Well, Doctor, we only have a couple of minutes, and I think you've absolutely hit on it, because I know that when I was husky, I played football in the streets, and I lost the weight immediately. I mean, football, on the sidewalks and everything else. We didn't have a lot of ball fields back in the day there where I lived. So I agree completely. Now, if people want to get their children into Crunch Time or talk to you about Crunch Time or some of the other pediatric programs you have, how do they do that?
Well, we're on the web, so if you just, I actually don't have the website in front of me, but if you Google Crunch Time, University of Miami, it'll bring it up. But I do have a phone number people can call.
What's that?
As well, is 305-243-1722.
Well, I found you with Google and Googled Crunch Time. That's how I found it. And the phone number again, doctor?
It's 305-243-1722.
Well, Dr. Tracy Miller from UHealth, I want to thank you so much for helping keep America's future in good hands and good shape.
My pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
It's my pleasure. We look forward to having you on again sometime soon. We'll be right back after this short break, and I'll finish up my thoughts about the Dolphins.
All right. Here's a song. This Bob Hope, I thanks for the memories, and I got a song I wrote called Feeling All Right. We're all 19 years old. This thing never stops. Films, movies, commercials. know this song, so if you want to join in on the chorus, I want you to join in on this one, okay?
Hi, this is Jim Fried. Remember to get to Sun Life Stadium and join me on September 16th when the Dolphins play the Raiders and get a free, limited edition, 1972 perfect season throwback hat. Only at Sun Life Stadium can you throw on your free hat and show the Raiders what home field advantage in Miami looks like. For a free hat, get tickets to the opener at Dolphins.com or call 1-888-FINS-TIX.
This is Rob Denton, President and CEO of True North Financial. America is stuck in a once-in-a-lifetime recession. It's affected all of us. For many small businesses, the reminder is constant phone calls from creditors and collection agencies. I talk to business owners all the time that are good people that just need a reset of their credit situation. Vendors, banks, leasing companies all want to get paid. True North Financial will help you reorganize your debt picture so you can get back to the business of doing business. We're fact-based and proactive. You deserve a professional who knows how to help you navigate these trying times. For more information, call me at 954-379-4738 or go to our website at www.truenorthfinancial.net. Let True North Financial start helping you today.
When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you can get... You need to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. Exceptional cars. And they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for an entire year. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
80 a.m. The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, I want to thank everybody for listening, and I want to thank the Miami Dolphins, and we're going to do our little editorial piece. We went through a number of the items that I had for my top 13 moments in Dolphin, Jim Freed Dolphin history. Let's go through them real quick. My first game was with my dad and Joe Namath. I can't believe it. I just had the greatest time. Another great moment was the last game at the Orange Bowl. It was a playoff loss against the Pats, but, you know, what can you do? I had a great time. The Pats fans were the worst. I was there the night that Dick Anderson had all the interceptions on Monday Night Football. I was with my dad at the Raiders game. Make sure you go to see the Dolphins and the Raiders play. It's a classic matchup for 40 years. Sitting on the couch in Gainesville when they drafted Dan Marino, the night honoring Dan Marino in the rain with my mom, seeing Marino setting all the records, having my paper route and freezing Pepsis because I couldn't afford the tickets unless I did, but going to the games and spending the time, tossing paper into the air after the Super Bowls when I was 11 and 12. I thought I'd be doing that. I thought every season ended like that, and it's going to end like that again real soon. All those record-setting games. One of my favorite moments was the longest game. I had had these two helmets, one from Kansas City Chiefs and one from the Dolphins, and I was moving it up and down the couch to signalize where the Dolphins were. And I'm telling you, these memories, you can't buy them. That's why you got to go to the Dolphin games. I was there when Greg Camarillo made his catch. Gosh, Rob, look, I'm getting goosebumps, man. This is awesome. But the top moment of all was thanks to my wife. She arranged for me to meet Coach Shula last year. And I must tell you, I spent 10 minutes talking with Coach Shula, my hero. And let me tell you, Coach, I enjoyed the time that we spent talking about the difference between 110%, giving 110% and 100%. Coach Shula swore that you can't give 100%, 110% because you better be giving 100% all the time. I got to tell you, Coach Shula, I love you. I want to make sure everybody joins us next week. We're going to have Larry Zinn on talking autos. We're going to have Carlos Rosso, head of development for Related Group, talking about development here in Miami. And, of course, we'll have more health and wellness back with you again next week here on Freed on Business. Of course, I want to thank Warren Henry Automotive. I want to thank the Miami Dolphins. I want to thank True North Financial. But most of all, I want to thank you, our listeners. Thank you for following us on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and YouTube and all the websites that we have. But remember, the person wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there
and make it happen.
Well, out of South Alabama, come a country boy. He said, I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a fool shooting boy. My name is Willie McCoy. But down at home, they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop-top Cadillac. Last week, he took all my money. And it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say, Jack, ooh.